Hare Krishna. It's Monday in Paris, still cloudy, rained all night. Adhikari Prabhu and the devotees have gone out to do book distribution. I stayed back to work on a few chapters that I received from Kaishwari Devi Dasi on Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, and also work some on the layout of the prakat and aprakat relationships on New Brajadham in that Brajadham Mahima book. I don't know if that's clear to everyone what that means, but it's to show the correlation between what devotees see when they come to New Brajadham and how those places correlate to eternal Vrindavan Dham. Yesterday we spoke about deity worship, and I had a request today to speak about the upcoming events on our Vaishnava calendar, beginning with today and continuing on into the next 9 days. Today's Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. Tomorrow's Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. And today is Gundicha Marjana, 4 days after Jagannath Rath Yatra is Heda Panchami festival, and 8 days thereafter is the return of Lord Jagannath to his temple. Today is also the disappearance of Swarup Damodar Goswami as well as Shivananda Sen. So I'll speak as much as time permits on these subjects, beginning with Rath Yatra. Srimati Radharani says, Priyasoham Krishna Sahachari Krukshetra Militas Tataham Saradham Idam Vayor Sangamam Sukam. Rupa Goswami composed this verse, which revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. When Srimati Radharani, gopis, the Brajbasis met Krishna at Kurukshetra, then they pointed out to him that we're the same Brajbasis and you're the same Krishna, but we're meeting at this place, Kurukshetra, and it's nowhere near like the wonderful pastoric scene of Vrindavan, where you don't have sword and weapons, but only a flute and a peacock feather, when you're not dressed in the garb of a king, but you're dressed as a cowherd boy, where you're not surrounded by armies, elephants and horses, but by gopas and cows, and where we're not in this historic place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Parashuram once soaked the earth with the blood of the Kshatriyas, but we're in the bank of the Jamuna River, where the Kadamba flowers are blossoming. The peacocks and cuckoos are singing, and the moon is shining through the branches of the beautiful trees of Vrindavan, inspiring us to engage in wonderful pastimes of love like the rasa dance. Therefore, don't stay here, but come back with us. We came here to visit you. We came from such a long distance. If we now go back empty-handed without you, then what is the use of our lives? So you've been with the Yadus for such a long time. Come back now with us to Vrindavan. And with this mood, the Brijbasis began to draw upon Krishna's chariots and return with him to Vrindavan. Krishna, though, stopped the Brijbasis and told them that He would certainly come, but not just now. He had some work to do. He had to kill some more demons. And as soon as those demons were disposed of, then he would immediately return to Vrindavan. So for a period of 2 months, Krishna remained there giving the Vrijbasis happiness. During the day, he would spend time with his father and mother and the cowherd boys. At night, he would dance with the gopis as he used to do in Vrindavan. And it was almost like that, but not quite, because Vrindavan Dham wasn't manifest in the same way there by the banks of the Samantapanchaka along the Kurukshetra battlefield, which in not too distant a future would be a place where Arjuna would kill most of the kings of the world, and the entire Kuru dynasty, except for the Pandavas, would be wiped out. It wasn't the same, because it was a place that was filled with majesty of Krishna's presence, along with his other associates, his associates from Dwarka. But still, Krishna did return. And if you want to read more of this, then you can read that in Krishna Sangati. This is the significance of the Rath Yatra festival, a festival that Srila Prabhupada also introduced worldwide, and not simply as a preaching event for us to involve non-devotees in Krishna's wonderful pastimes, but also as a meditation for Vaishnavas, so that Vaishnavas could be absorbed in this mood of the Vrijbasis, that they could also taste what it means to be separated from Krishna, that they could also appeal to Krishna to come back to them, and that they could make this their meditation, even when they're chanting Hare Krishna, when they're performing their japa, calling out for Krishna to once again be united with Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But in order to receive the Lord in such a way, then there's Gundicha Marjana, which means Chaita Darpana Marjana, that one has to actually cleanse one's heart. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes in his small book about the different bodily limbs as well as the marks on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna's hands and feet, that one should always meditate that Vrindavan Dham is within one's own heart, and all of the wonderful places that we visit when we go to India and see Vrindavan there, those should also be present in the heart, and that is called Dham. The Vrijbasis are pure and perfect in every way, and therefore they always keep Vrindavan Dham spotlessly clean, meticulous, just like it was before Krishna's departure, because they want everything to be ready for him as soon as he comes back. In the same way, we've also been distant from Krishna for a very, very long time, and therefore we need to cleanse our heart. Unfortunately, there's so many dirty things that clutter up our heart, but if we're calling out to Krishna, Hare Krishna, please Krishna, please come back and once again take up residence upon a golden throne within my heart, then we have to manifest that throne, we have to clean it, we have to clean the temple that surrounds it, we have to clean the groves that surround that temple, as well as all the different forests, we have to prepare paraphernalia for worship there. Gundicha Marjana, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged his followers in, is the cleansing of the temple to which Lord Jagannath is heading to, which represents Vrindavan Dham. And it also represents one's heart. when we hear this pastime that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in, we see that devotees did nothing else except say Krishna, Krishna, while that whole cleansing took place, which means that you don't need anything else other than Krishna's name in order to purify your heart and in order to qualify ourselves for actually participating in Rath Yatra and to get the real benefit of Rath Yatra, which is bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. We need to purify our hearts. After the Rath Yatra that took place in London, for instance, how many devotees now feel that Lord Jagannath has now manifest his form of Shanasunda within our hearts and has again returned to that Hriday Vrindavan. 4 days into the Rath Yatra festival is Hera Panchami. At this time, the goddess of fortune, who resides in Dwarka, is very upset that her husband has been gone for so long, and therefore she sends out her messengers in order to bring Krishna's devotee, Vrajbasi, servants back, and punishes them for having taken away her husband. There's a very interesting discussion that takes place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which Swarup Damodar Goswami points out the supremacy of the Vrajbasi's love, Srimati Radharani's love, in keeping Krishna under her control. Because Jagannath leaves the goddess of fortune, but in effect he can never really leave Vrindavan. Although he appears to do so, he always remains there. So, although Dwarka is full of opulence, but actually that opulence is nothing by comparison to the opulence of the simple, rural, human-like atmosphere of Vrindavan. Of course, Vrindavan isn't human-like, but in other words, very non-divine. Its appearance may appear to be like that, ordinary, but actually even every ordinary pebble is worth more than all the Chintamani stones of Dwarka. And then Lord Krishna does return to Dwarka after 8 days. He goes there in order to continue his duty of Piritanaya Sadanam Bina Sachaduskritam. But unknown to the Dwarka Vasis, he actually continues on and goes to Vrindavan once again, see Krishna Sangati. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is in the Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lalita Devi, who is also Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary. Srila Prabhupada would say that anyone who wanted to present anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by way of philosophical, literary, dramatical presentation would have to first pass that by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not listen to it. And there are examples of this again in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swarup Damodar would, along with Ramananda Roy, stay up with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all night long, and he would help fuel the fire of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that just as Srimati Radharani felt endless separation from Krishna when he went to Mathura, in the same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was separated from his other associates who were now sleeping, when he was not engaged in his daily sankirtan pastimes, was solely under the jurisdiction of these great feelings of separation, which sometimes made him appear to be like a complete madman. And it was these songs of Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar, they're quoting different shlokas in order to assuage the moods of separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt were the only thing by which the Lord lived. This wonderful exchange that continued to take place throughout the night took place in what is now known as Gambira. Gambira means a very secret place, and the secrets of those exchange are revealed to us by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, because Raghunath Das Goswami came to know of them, and he then communicated what he heard, saw, and was told by Swarup Damodar Goswami to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami while they were living in Radhakund. Swarup Damodar Goswami's deities were Radha Damodar, and by some mysterious reason I had the good fortune to worship those deities. I'm sitting in front of them right now. They're dressed in pink clothing, pink and white, and Damodar, as always, is looking at Srimati Radharani. As he does so, rather than hold the flute to his right side, he's holding it to his left side. In other words, he's offering the flute to Srimati Radharani. Perhaps we'll be able to put some pictures of them up on the podcast today. So that's Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the foremost amongst Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, left this world today, also after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The disappearance of such great Vaishnavas is really the most horrible thing. In his discussions with Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the worst thing? And Ramananda Roy replies that the worst thing in this world is separation from Vaishnavas. And of course, the permanent separation from Vaishnavas that one experiences when they leave this world is something that cannot be replaced with anything else. Hare Krishna. And the same of Sri Srivananda Sen, the father of Kavi Karnapur, the great householder devotee who organized every year that devotees would able to go to Jagannath Puri and come back, whom Lord Nityananda playfully kicked once when he didn't make proper arrangements for their sleeping and even cursed them. That Srivananda Sen also left this world on this same day. In fact, Thakur Bhaktivinod in his Gitavali says, just remember Srila Kavi Karnapur and all his family members, especially his father, Srivananda Sen. Always remember them. Always remember them. Just remember all the sadhus who follow the path of Sri Rupa Goswami and who are absorbed in the ecstasy of bhajan. If you want residence in the land of Braj, always remember these sadhus. Always remember Kavi Karnapur, Srivananda Sen, Sri Rupa Goswami and their followers. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya.